Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Scott. How may I assist you?
What is this?
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products.
Well, charged my card twice, three times, June 20th, June 23rd, and now I see they have a pending transaction on my card. Let me see what they'll say the name of this place is. Purchase Pier Complex in Illinois. I didn't realize none of this. So I want y'all to give me my money back. I don't know what this is.
I'd be happy to assist you with that. I tried locating an account using the phone number in which you called me at. I was unable to do so. I do have that information.
Well, do you have I'm calling you off another. That's why. I don't have an account with y'all. That's what I'm telling you. Try putting in, I don't know what this is,
985-768-8864.
985-768-8864. Yes. And what is this, Purchase Pier Complex, JEW, Illinois?
Can I get your first and last name, please?
My name is Keisha Sylvia.
Thank you. I do see an account matching that phone number as well as that name. Can I get you to confirm your address?
Well, this is not. My address is 3125 Terrace Avenue, and I never received nothing from y'all. And then I have three purchases on here, one for $7. Let me see. One is for $7 and something. Wait, June. Oh, I'm looking at my account right now. Hold on. June was the first one. One was for $7.95. Then June 23rd, y'all took out. June 23rd, y'all took out $56.95. Now I have a pending transaction for another $56.95. And like I said, I've never heard anything from y'all. I don't even know what this place is, and I want my money.
Okay. So what this is you paid to enter to win a kitchen appliance.
No, I don't want to pay to win. Why would I pay to win a kitchen appliance $100-something almost? I don't want this. I don't even know what this is. I never purchased nothing.
And with that, you were enrolled into the discount membership club. And with the discount
sir, I don't want no discount. I don't need no appliance. I never enter into no sweet steak to win nothing. I don't want this, whatever this is.
And with the discount membership club, you have a chance to win items monthly. People,
sir,
do win those items. It's not guaranteed.
Sir, I don't want this. You're not understanding me. I don't need kitchen appliance. My house is fully appliance. Or I don't need this, whatever they said. No,
and
sir.
And I do understand what you're saying. I do understand that this is frustrating. And I do appreciate you, your patience and your understanding. I'm just going over what this is so you're aware of what
sir,
you're being billed
I
for.
No, I'm not going to be billed for anything. I want my money. This is what I'm telling you. I don't want whatever this Purchase Pier Complex is. I want it. And y'all taking $56.95 out my account. No. Y'all took it out twice plus with a $7.95. I don't want this. Authorize this. I never authorized y'all to take this money out of my account.
And I'm doing the best that I can to assist you. And in order
okay,
to assist you.
But you're telling me about the discounts that you've given me enrolled in. I'm telling you I did not do this.
No, I'm not offering you discounts. I'm offering you the information as to why you're being billed this. And then I'm going to go ahead and assist you with whatever it is
But
that you
sir,
need assistance
I
in.
understand that, but sir, I don't want, I'm not trying to be ugly or anything, but I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to, you're not hearing me. I'm not trying to hear what I'm enrolled in because I didn't enroll myself in this. This is what I'm telling you. I want y'all to refund my money back to my card.
Okay. So the phone number matches, the address matches. Is your email kcraig500@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
And so all the information's proper. And so
yes, all my information is proper, and I did not do this. They have scammers and hackers all over the world, and I won't be victim to another scam. I've been victimized 3 times already. I won't be victimized to this.
I understand, and I'm not trying to create that problem for you. I'm trying to resolve this problem for you. And in order to do so, I have to give you the information as to what you're being billed for. Then I'm going to go ahead and cancel this. So you're no longer going to be billed anything in the future. Then I'm going to go ahead and assist you with getting that refund that you're asking for.
Oh, my. You're not understanding me, sir. You keep telling me you have to go over these details. I don't care about the details. I just want to I want my money back from this.
Okay. So let's go ahead and skip all the details. So you're not aware to
all
why you're being billed. Okay.
No, I am not. I should know this is money. This is my car. I don't even know what this is. I had to ask you what this is. I never enrolled in nothing like that. I'm 49 years old. I should know that. I don't need kitchen appliance. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and bypass all the information that I can give you. And we're going to
yes,
go
sir.
Ahead and get this canceled because that's what you're requesting and that's what you're demanding.
You ate a lot. You want a piece of cake? You want to eat this one out of here? I gave you half of this piece yesterday.
Okay. So you're canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. I understand that you're requesting a refund, and I will assist you with that. But the only way for me to be able to assist you with that is to give you one last piece of information. Okay? So just please bear with me as I'm trying to assist you in the best way that I know how. The one last piece of information that I wasn't able to give you was the fact that with this, you'll receive $125 to $100 sent to your email.
Sir, you
to voucher.
I don't want this. I don't want it. I didn't do it, and I don't want it. You keep trying to feed me information. I don't want it. I never signed up for it. Wait.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not understanding me.
No, I understand you perfectly. I understand you're not interested. I understand you don't want this. And I understand you don't want any information that I can give you. But this information I have to give you. In order for you to receive
sir,
this refund that you're requesting, I got to give you this last piece of information. And
baby, look, you're not under. You keep trying to sell me something that I'm telling you I did not do and I don't want. You're not understanding me. You're telling me you have to give me this information. No, you do not have to give me this information.
Okay, you're right. I don't have to give you this information. I can very easily send you over to someone else, and they're going to give you all this information all over again.
I'm not
going to
take that information. You just give me my money back that y'all took from me.
Okay.
This
and
doesn't make any sense.
How do you expect me to help you if you're not allowing me to help you?
How are you helping me? Constantly tell me something about trying to give me money, give me my money back. I don't want y'all $125 coming to no email. You want to tell me about a membership and all this kind of stuff that I don't want.
I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not trying to hassle you. I already gave you the information, all the information that you need. And so now what I can give you is your refund, the refund in which you are inquiring about. But this was a valid charge. It was all stated clearly within terms of agreements. And so
yeah, you telling me I did this, that's what you said?
No.
That's what you're telling me?
No. What I'm
but
telling you.
Clearly that's what you're doing.
Okay. If you allow me to talk, I'll be able to assist you. If not,
sir,
this is going to be
an
all-day call.
It's not going to be an all-day call because I'll just do it through my bank. And I'm going to get my money one way or the other.
In which case, I'll be able to give you that full refund in which you're inquiring about. Okay? I'm just doing my best to assist you. Okay?
But you're
and
doing
so,
your best to assist me and you're still trying to sell me stuff.
I'm not selling you anything, ma'am. Just trying to give you the information. And
oh my God.
There's no reason to contact
me. Go ahead. Oh, I will. The bank. If I can't get it from you, I'm going to get it one way or another. So
yes,
either y'all
ma'am.
Going to give it to me, or I'm going to contact the bank.
I'm working on that. I'm working on that right now. So please just stay on the line while I work on that. Thank you.
Yes, you can say that, but just an additional job for me.
I'm still working on that. I appreciate your patience and your understanding. Okay, so both of those refunds have been submitted successfully. You're canceled successfully.
It should be three refunds, sir.
No,
two
ma'am.
Two for $56.95 and one for $7.95.
No, ma'am. Two refunds for $56.95.
Yes, so June 20th, and one that y'all just did. That's three transactions. One for $7.95 and two for $56.95. That's three. That's not two.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give you that refund. It's been a pleasure working for you.
So y'all got me off with whatever this is. All this mess is canceled off my right because if something comes to my account, I'm just not going to call you. I'm going to the bank. Hello?
Hello.
So when can I expect my money?
I'd be happy to assist you with that information. But first, please give me a second so that I can go ahead and submit that last refund.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here, it says that you were able to submit the interest
Okay. So it does take 3 to 5 business days for those to enter your account. That's one charge of $7.95, one charge of $56.95, another charge of $56.95. All refunded back to you in full. Takes 3 to 5 business days. You're going to get an email confirming all of this to the email address provided, as well as I can give you the confirmation code confirming all of this if you're interested in writing that down.
Yes, I am.
Are okay. You ready for it?
Yes.
C as in Charlie. 2611042226.
So that's C as in 2611042226. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.